I said, I want to be an NBA player. I want to be the best player in the world. And she said, you know, you need to be more realistic. You know, that's probably not going to happen. And I remember everybody laughing. And that was like one of the lowest points, because I already felt, you know, intimidated going to school. I stood out. It's like I kind of didn't belong. And then for her to say that and everybody to kind of laugh, you know, that really it crushed me. And, you know, as an 8-9-year-old kid, you know, I cried. And I never really cried. I'm not an emotional person. You know, I remember my mom wiping my face and telling me that. She told me, she was like, remember this moment. You know, never let anybody tell you what you can or can't do. She was like, as long as you have me and grandma, you know, that believe in you, you can do anything you want.
What did you say to the teacher?
I told her, don't you ever tell my child that he can't do something. Don't embarrass him. Don't, you know, shoot down his ideas. Like, and I told her, your job is to encourage these kids and to, you know, help them grow and to plant seeds and you know, to teach them they can be anything. And I told her, don't tell him that when I'm at home telling him he could be the president if he wanted to be.
Brandy seems like a tough lady. I can imagine that teacher thought twice moving forward if it meant getting a piece of her mind.
Oh, yeah. Anybody that messed with my mama baby, which is me, you know, from when I was 2 to 24 now, you know, she gonna let them have it. And, you know, and she let that teacher have it. There's probably a lot of people that didn't believe I could be here. And that, you know, I just needed that person to say it and use that as motivation.